T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas and my guest this morning is Leslie Young. She's the Area Director for the Greater Sacramento and Central Valley Chapters of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. It's nice to speak with you.
It's so great to be working together again. And for someone who's not familiar, tell us, what is the AFSP?
AFSP is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We've actually been around since 1987. Started back east by two families who lost loved ones to suicide, and like with everyone else, they wanted to know why. Why did they lose their loved ones, and what could they do to prevent that from happening to another family?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's one of those things where September rolls around and Intercom, I'm so proud to work for this company because we do an I'm Listening feature, and it always reminds me of going back to high school. My buddy Tony was on the baseball team. He was our second baseman, good-looking blonde, just seemed to have the world in the palm of his hands. And a couple of years after high school, I had found out that he'd taken his own life. And to this day, here it is 40 years later, I'm like, what the heck happened?
Yeah. People want to know why. And one thing that I'm really proud of is AFSP is the largest funder of research into suicide and suicide prevention. So that's been many years since your loss. But in the meantime, the good thing is through our research, we've found out a lot of those whys. And from those whys, we've also gained a lot of information on how can we prevent that from happening? How can we prevent someone else from losing a friend?
Right. Yeah. And I remember I went through some difficult times in high school, too. I mean, I went through a little bit of depression, and I remember literally banging my head on the wall one afternoon. And I honestly thought, you know, geez, what am I going to, you know, should I kill myself? And I had a brief thought and I went, you know, it really scared me. And I thought, no, I'm not going to go down that road. But I mean, I think it happens to all of us, right?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. And part of the problem, the majority of people who do take their lives at the time have an underlying mental health condition.
Sure.
And depression is the most common. But the problem is, Doug, that not everybody, A, knows that they have that condition, or they may not be getting help for it. So, you know, if we can address this at the source of being smart about our mental health and treating it just like we would our physical health, then that can go a long way in solving this problem. Really want people to be comfortable enough. You know, if you wake up with a fever and a sore throat, you're not embarrassed to get help for it. You're not embarrassed to talk about it. And we really want people to look at their mental health with that same level of comfort. You know, it's part of your health in general.
Right. I know we're talking about a serious subject, but I hear you've got a special guest in the background there.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Working from home, it's lovely. It's either on a Zoom call, my husband walking behind me and deciding right at that moment to make breakfast because I work off of my kitchen table, or my coworker Enzo telling you how he feels about this.
Right.
Part of the reality of how we're all working right now, for lots of us.
Leslie, I mean, it's kind of dumbfounding why someone can take their own life. And I'm just curious if you guys, you know, you guys have been working on this a long time. How can suicide be prevented?
The way that suicide can be prevented, just like with other health conditions, knowing the risk factors, knowing who's at risk, and what can we do to mitigate those risks. So just like we would with other health conditions like cardiac problems or diabetes, there are warning signs and there are things that you can do to reduce your risk. So that might mean, you know, really taking a look at your mental health and getting help with underlying health conditions. It could be reaching out for support. It could just be as simple as talking to someone and just not feeling alone and isolated. if we know that someone's in crisis and we can put time between that crisis point and their access to lethal means, then we can save a life and that prevents suicide.
What if I have a feeling, you know, it's tough these days because we're not going into the office and we're not seeing our coworkers, but we are staying in pretty close contact with Zoom meetings and online stuff and even just phone calls. What should I do if I suspect that someone may be thinking about taking their own life?
The very best thing you can do is trust your gut and reach out. And it may be that you need to reach out several times. But in the worst case, even if a person is not suicidal, they're going to feel happy that you cared enough to reach out.
Sure.
And when you do reach out, you know, make sure that you're ready to listen. I think we've all had those conversations where somebody asks us how we're doing, and before we can even answer, they're on to the next question.
Right.
So if you are concerned about someone, you know, be supportive and be caring. And also, please, contrary to what some people think, ask directly if they are suicidal or having thoughts about suicide. That does a couple things. It brings that word out of the darkness.
Right.
You know, you and I both remember when cancer was the C word and people
right.
didn't want to say it out loud.
Right.
So by asking someone if they are contemplating suicide, they know that you're a safe space where they can now talk about that. The elephant is identified in the room. We all know it's there and we can talk about it. And really the best thing to do is to reach out to somebody and be direct.
Yeah, because that's the concern, too, because you don't want to be the one who brings up the word suicide and then all of a sudden they think, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
It will never happen.
Good.
Our research shows that that is not the case. Now, I shouldn't say never because...
Right. Well, yeah, there's different levels of different cases and some people
absolutely.
Are already way down that road.
Yeah, what our research shows is that asking somebody directly if they are suicidal is the best way to handle that. Because, again, it gives them the opportunity to know that now that word is out there, they can talk about it. They know that you are aware, you're concerned. It's really the best thing you can do. You wouldn't beat around the bush if you were concerned that somebody might have heart problems or cancer or diabetes or anything else. So I'm saying to talk to somebody and talk about suicide, but also how we talk about suicide is really, really important.
Sure.
If I can just digress for a moment.
Absolutely.
The phrase committed suicide has been around for a long time. It's kind of like I call every tissue a Kleenex because it's what I'm used to hearing.
Right.
It's really important that we learn how to talk about suicide so that people don't feel like they're being stigmatized right up front. If you think about the term committed, committed arson, committed a felony, committed adultery, it's a very negative and very judgmental use of the word.
Right.
And that is something that if we can eliminate that and use terms like died by suicide, ended their life, or even killed themselves, it removes that stigma because you certainly wouldn't say someone committed cancer.
Right.
So again, if we want to talk about this in the general health space, it's really important to talk about it with the same amount of respect that we would give other conditions.
What are some of the warning signs that we should be looking for?
Warning signs could be in a couple different areas. Talk, behavior, and mood are really the three that we focus on. So if someone is saying things, by the way, even if they say, oh, I'm just joking, or if they say it in a kidding manner, be aware of that. Things like talking about being a burden to their family, just wanting desperately to escape pain, feeling like life isn't worth living any longer. If suddenly somebody who was very cautious becomes very reckless or giving away possessions, one of these things keep your eye on, but if there are multiple signs, if you see mood changes, changes in a person's behavior, talking even vaguely about those warning phrases that we mentioned before, that's a reason to reach out. And trust your gut. That's one of our biggest things that we implore people is to trust your gut. If you're worried about someone, reach out. And in the best case, they are not suicidal, but they're going to know that somebody cares about them.
Right. If you start talking about it, you know, you're bringing up the subject, which is a very sensitive topic.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you're showing them how much you care. And,
right.
You know, that's all good.
And you don't want to try to fix it or tell somebody why that's a terrible idea right at the moment any more than if someone was having a heart attack in front of you, you wouldn't choose that particular moment to tell them to cut down on the bacon and get out and start walking more.
Right.
You get them help right away.
Right.
That's the same thing. If somebody's in crisis, it's not the time to start lecturing them and trying to fix all their problems right then. What you do want to do is get them into a safe place and encourage them to get help.
That is a big red flag. I didn't even think about that. If someone all of a sudden says, hey, I've got my, you know, $10,000 guitar and I really don't use it anymore. Would you like it?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
If someone starts getting rid of their personal belongings, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, and also even unexpected happiness, which sounds a little bit counter to, you know, you're watching for signs of depression and loneliness and isolation. But if suddenly someone is kind of unexpected euphoria and that's out of character, that could mean someone has decided on a plan. They are kind of relieved that they're going to escape their pain, and they've set a plan in motion. So that's something to be equally concerned about. You know, really, Doug, if something seems off, investigate it. You know, we can sit here and try to pinpoint moods and actions, but if you know somebody well enough to know that, hey, this is out of character, and you're worried, and you feel it in your gut, then that's the time to reach out.
Yep, and you never want to look back and say, boy, I wish I would have done this, never. Or I wish I would have done that.
Absolutely. You know, I'm really proud that these are things that AFSP, because we've spent a lot of time and money on the research, these are things that we now know, and we know what we can do to reduce suicide. And our old goal is to reduce suicide 20% by the year 2025. It's our big goal, and we know right now with the circumstances we're in, that has become more difficult. We're aware of that, but we will never stop trying.
Yeah, you've got a difficult job on a regular day, but dealing with the pandemic, that just adds to the heartache.
Absolutely. But the great thing is there are a lot of resources out there. AFSP.org, our website, actually has a section on dealing with your mental health during COVID. So we are really kind of ahead of the curve in providing information based on what is happening real time. And if I can stress so much that people visit our website, there are great resources on there, not only for people who are struggling, for people who have lost someone to suicide, and if somebody's worried about someone. It's a really user-friendly site with some great life-saving information.
Some great resources, yeah, because I can imagine the survivor of someone who's taken their life like that is going to be feeling so guilty.
Mm-hmm. And that actually puts you at more risk if you have lost someone to suicide.
Mm.
So really important to get the resources into the hands of those who need them.
You have an event coming up. The Out of the Darkness Community Walk is happening Saturday, September 26th, and it's going to be a little different this year with the pandemic.
It is. So unfortunately, the fall season is usually a really exciting and hopeful time for us because we do have our Out of the Darkness walks. This year, we want to make sure that our participants are safe, and so we will be having an Out of the Darkness experience. What that will be is every walk in California has been converted to an experience. So your listeners can find experiences on different dates in different communities. But what we'll be doing is we'll be live streaming, and people can watch live or they can go back that later that day. And what we're asking is for the community to sign up and register. It's free, and people are allowed to submit photos and videos of their loved ones or why they support AFSP. And we're really trying to make this an event about the community rather than us just sitting here and, you know, spouting facts and figures. You can go to afsp.org/Sacramento Walk. There's great information on there on how to get registered, how to donate, how to become involved in the experience itself. So we're really encouraging people to take part in that. It'll be very uplifting.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Leslie Young from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. AFSP.org/Sacramento is the website. Where can we find you on social media, Leslie?
We have Facebook at AFSP Sacramento, and we also have Instagram at AFSP Sacramento. So be sure, check us out on social media. If you plan to participate or if you're interested, please share the information. The more people we have involved, the better we can all help each other out and get through these difficult times.
The Out of Darkness Community Experience, Saturday, September 26th. How many people take their lives every year in our country?
We have as recent as 2018 numbers. We get our data from the CDC, and we usually get our information about 18 months behind. Right now, that number is at over 48,000 a year, which is tragic.
Wow.
And keep in mind, for every suicide, there are 25 attempts, which that takes that to almost a million.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is a real problem. It's that suicides take more lives in our country, more than more homicide and natural disasters combined, Doug. So this is something really, really important that people need to pay attention to.
No kidding. Yeah. And something I didn't even think about until you just mentioned it. How do you deal with somebody who attempted to take their life but wasn't successful? What's the next step there?
Well, obviously, we would want that person to be getting mental health counseling and dealing, whether that's dealing with something through medication, meditation, medication, different therapies. It's really, really important for that person to feel supported. There are different groups in the community. I would encourage people to also look for community resources and support groups. It's very, very important for people. We call that lived experience. It's really important for that community to feel supported.
So other than the Out of the Darkness community experience, which is happening September the 26th, do you have any other events planned?
We do, actually. Once a year in November, International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. And that is a really special experience because it started out as something within this country and it's now gone worldwide. We're on one day, people come together, and we put out a new film every year. This year we are unable to produce a new film, but if people go onto our website, they can get information on International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. And again, it's just another way for people to know they're not alone. You know, that's one thing that we really want people to know, is they are not alone. And there are people just like them that have lived experience or have lost someone to suicide or are having suicidal thoughts. And it's really important for people just to know that they have connections out there.
Especially now, right?
Absolutely.
What do I do if I'm feeling suicidal?
The most important thing you can do is talk to someone. And if you don't have someone that you're immediately comfortable with, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline is so important. It's 1-800-273-TALK or 8255. And there's someone there 24 hours a day.
Give me that number one more time.
Sure. It's 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text the word TALK to 741-741. And to me, that is just absolutely vital, because a lot of young people are not comfortable communicating other than text,
right?
And my daughter's included.
Right.
And so for people that may not be comfortable picking up the phone and talking to someone, the fact that they can text that number and get help is really important.
Give me that text one more time.
Sure. It's 741-741. You can also use these resources if you're worried about someone. You do not have to be the person who's feeling suicidal. If you're worried about someone and you don't know how to talk to them, or you've tried talking to them, you can call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
And just say, hey, what do I need to do? I need to help
exactly.
this person.
What do I do?
Right.
Or visit our website. There's a section on I'm worried about someone.
What kind of programs do you have available to companies or organizations who would like to learn more about this?
Our flagship program is called Talk Saves Lives. And I will say the one silver lining of COVID is that with more people on Zoom, we're able to reach people sitting in their living rooms at 7 o'clock at night that want to watch a presentation.
Sure.
It's free to companies and organizations. We actually have modules for the LGBTQ community. We have a firearm safety, seniors and suicide. We have a program called More Than Sad for teens. It's real for college students. We have so many resources that we are so excited to share with the community, and Talk Saves Lives is free. I've been on my Zoom and given a presentation to 140 people from, you know, just sitting at different places in the state. So
right.
help is out there, information is out there, and people can feel free to go to afsp.org/Sacramento, and my contact information is there. So if someone is part of an organization or company and they would like to have me facilitate one of these programs, I would be delighted to.
What's the proper way to talk about someone who's taken their life?
Again, we talked a little bit on it before on not using the word committed suicide. We want to say died by suicide. And it's also really important that, you know, we don't want suicide to be glorified. We ask people not to talk about method. It's really important that we be respectful when talking about somebody who's taken their life.
Sure.
Also, somebody who's attempted, a failed attempt is not a failure, because that means that person is still with us.
Right.
And on the flip side, a successful attempt is not our measure of success, because then we've lost somebody to suicide. So being respectful when you talk about suicide is really important.
How can our listeners get involved with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention?
Well, if you go to that website that we've mentioned a few times, afsp.org, there's actually a section where someone can fill out information if they'd like to volunteer. And volunteering right now looks a little bit different, because we don't have our in-person events.
Sure.
But one of the biggest ways is that if somebody will go on and register for one of our events and share it with friends and family and say, hey, I'm part of this and I'd love for you to join me. And again, our experiences are free. We we are very much in need of donations right now because we are a nonprofit. We know that people are struggling. There's a lot going on in our state with wildfires and whatnot, but really, it's important to support an organization that is there for people's mental health because we are going through a lot. There's one crisis after another. So I would say now more than ever, if anyone has any time or, you know, a few dollars to spare, we could certainly use it.
You could definitely use some volunteers.
We could. And really that's in spreading awareness and spreading the word and encouraging people. Even, you know, if you can't give $10, maybe you could ask 10 people to register for our event. That is immensely helpful, spreading the word.
And the event is the Out of the Darkness Community Experience, which is coming up Saturday, September 26th. Tell me a little bit more about what to expect on the 26th, Leslie.
Well, we want to keep people surprised and so they'll see what happens.
Oh, sneaky.
Well, the one thing we are encouraging is when people register, we are asking them to submit photos of loved ones or a short video of why they're involved. We have 9 different bead colors when we gather in person, and each bead represents someone's connection to suicide. So, for instance, red beads are the loss of a spouse or partner. White beads are the loss of a child. Green beads are someone who struggles on their own. And so it's really wonderful when we gather in person, you know, we can all look around and see what color beads someone is wearing. But someone said something at one of our experiences or at one of our walks that really stuck with me, and that was that on at events we can look around and we can see people's beads. They're wearing them on the outside. But people wear those beads on the inside every day. And we don't know what someone else is going through or what they've gone through. So it's just so important to be kind to one another. And just, you know, don't assume that somebody isn't struggling. But really, one great way to get involved is to submit photos and videos so that during the experience, we will be using those and it'll make it feel like more of a community event.
We could go all day. This is such an important topic, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Leslie Young is the Area Director for the Greater Sacramento and Central Valley Chapters of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Out of the Darkness Community Walk is going to be the Out of Darkness Community Experience this year, Saturday, September 26th. You can find details online at afsp.org/Sacramento Walk. And one more time, where can we find you on social media?
On Facebook, we are AFSP Sacramento, and Instagram is AFSP Sacramento.
That keeps it simple, AFSP Sacramento, right. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And hope to see all of you at our experience.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to help get the word out about your nonprofit, send an email to sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.